This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
You got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on KFrock.
Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast it on the radio and try and get you some help, just like Rachel did, not her real name. Here's what she says. Excuse me. Please help. I feel like my friends are singling me out because I'm a single mom. For the last 3 years, we do a girls' trip. This year, I didn't get the invite. I sent a text asking when the trip would be so I could take the time off from work. And one of the girls told me I could only go if I didn't bring my son. I don't have any family nearby, so I usually bring him with me. No one has ever had a problem with it. I feel like they're not being sympathetic to my situation. I'm hurt. I don't think my friends are being fair.
Oh, man. I don't feel like I'm going to be sympathetic to Rachel here either. I do a boys' trip. Friends come from Australia like once every 2 years, and we spend a couple of weeks together. And some of those parents are single dads. I would not want the kid there. It's like a rule. It's just a boys' trip. We don't have the kid there. And they make it work. They find ways. They prepare in advance to find somewhere for their kid to go while they do this trip. Or they don't do it. I don't think the friends have been unreasonable here. And I'm sorry to say that. I feel really bad.
No, I don't think they're being unreasonable either. But I feel like if the kid was a problem, maybe the friend should have said something rather than just not telling her about the trip to where she was like, hey, guys, when are we going? They're like, oh, you're not. That might not have been the best way to handle it. But I also see making that confrontation of, hey, look, we know your situation, but this is a girl's trip. And as moms, we all need a break. And if my kid's not here, I don't want to have to deal with your crying kid.
That's the point of a trip. Yeah, the communication's not quite there. They did say, right, you can only come if you don't bring your kid.
Yeah, so they didn't tell her you're not invited.
Right.
But there are some stipulations.
Yeah, I don't blame them for not wanting her kid there. It's a girl's trip, but they could have handled it a lot better.
What would you tell Rachel? Do you have some advice? You can call or text us. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on KFrog.
Our DM dilemma this morning is tricky. I feel for Rachel. She's a single mother. She doesn't have a lot of support around her, so she takes her kid on the girls' trips. But the girls have finally said, that's enough. It's a girls' trip. We don't want your kid coming, so she can't go unless she doesn't bring her kid.
Here's the problem I have, though. The friends didn't come out and say it. She had to ask about the vacation to be like, hey, when are we all going? And they were like, about that. You're only going if you leave your kid.
They did not handle it well at all.
Brianna and Rialto, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
Okay, this is such a, like, okay, I totally understand. And like where her friends are coming from, because if this is an annual trip that they plan and, you know, they get litty, a kid can't go into a bar, you know, like you can't take your kid into a bar and you can't take your kid into certain areas. And especially even if there's an area where they allow kids, if people are intoxicated or on their own vacations, there's chance for danger with your child. So me personally, I wouldn't want to bring my child into a certain situation where there could be possibility of danger. If I know my kid is good and my kid listens, and hey, I don't have a sitter, I'm sorry, I don't know what you want me to do, then I'm going to find me some new friends that can get lit with my kid in the back seat with me.
Allie and Temecula, what do you think?
So I feel bad for her, but at the same time, I wouldn't want any kids on any type of vacation that was kid-free.
I 100% agree with you.
I could totally relate because I'm a mom of three, and I'm a military wife, and I work full-time.
Oh, wow.
And I have nobody, even in the state, and my in-laws live in another country. So I could totally relate. But I was going to say, maybe I can help her babysit for her.
Oh my gosh, Allie, you're amazing.
Absolutely wonderful. So kind. I sort of agree with the 909 here, Kelly. For starters, her friends kind of suck for not being more honest from the start. Secondly, I'm a single mum, so I'm sympathetic to how she feels, but a girl's trip is a girl's trip and just that. It really sucks Rachel doesn't have more support, but she has to understand that her situation is not anyone else's affliction.
Here's what I think. Even on like my girl dinners, like when I go out with other moms and have dinner, like the conversation we have is not a conversation for little ears.
Exactly.
So if you bring your child, like, I'm probably not going to be able to have the vacation that I want with my friends because now it's not a girl's trip. It's a family vacay.
Oh, if I do a boy's trip, you are absolutely not under any circumstance bringing your kid. I am sorry.
What do you think about the DM dilemma? Do you have some advice for Rachel? You could call or text us 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog. In today's DM dilemma, they do an annual girls trip. They've been doing it for the past 3 years. And this year, she sent a text, "Hey girls, when are we all going?" And they said, "How about that? You're only going if you don't bring your kid."
Previous year, she's brought her kid, obviously, and they put their foot down this time. This is what the 951 here thinks happened. Listen, she thinks her friends didn't have a problem with it the last couple of times she brought her child. I guarantee you there's a sidebar chat where they're like, "We should tell her she can't bring him." And then the nice friend, the empathetic friend, was like, "That's mean." So this time they're like, "Absolutely not. They're not coming. The kid's not coming."
There was definitely a side chat, 100% on that. 909 says, "I think if she had great friends, her friends would help her find arrangement for her kid so she could be part of the girls' trip." That's the other part. She said she's a single mom. She doesn't have anybody to watch her kid. I also don't think that's the friend's responsibility.
Absolutely
though.
Not. I did a boys' trip. We're not going around and watching your kid. No. But the friends could have been a lot better. Actually, her friends stink, to be honest, the way they handled the whole situation. Some simple communication ahead of time might have, you know, got through to her, and she might have found someone to look after a kid this time around.
714 has maybe a happy compromise for Rachel here. Says, "Girls and guys' trips are for adults. It can be important for parents to get away, but since she doesn't have that support system and can't make that happen, instead of focusing on the girls' trip, maybe focus on a trip with your child so that you two can go make the memories, and then you'll have that in years to come."
A great idea. Do you think Rachel should have been more aware of the situation? Like, you're with your kid, with your friends. Don't you think they probably don't want my kid there as much as they love my kid? It's a girls' trip. Did that never go through her mind?
When you go back, talk about your kid, though, your kid's the greatest kid ever.
They're
the smartest kid ever.
Not mine.
Okay, well, let's not admit that on air, Guy.
He's a great kid. I love him, but I'm not going to go around saying that.
No, but I think for her, and I mean, depending on her friend group, she might be like, "Oh, you know, they consider so-and-so auntie." It might not have been a big deal in her mind. So there probably needed to be a conversation leading up to this of, "Hey, look, we love your son, but this is a trip for just the adults."
Where does she go from here?
I think you need to have a conversation with your friends.
Yeah, me too.
Over margaritas without your kids. That's just my opinion, though.
Me too. Yeah, I'm surprised.